Mark Whittaker from Milford is with me. Hello, Mark. Good to talk to you.
Hey, Larry. Hey.
Now, I'm good. Three issues in Aussie at present. The RBA failure to cut rates last week. What was the RBA thinking?
That's right, Larry. Last week we had the RBA shock the, I guess, the local financial markets when they failed to pass on a cut in rates. And basically, subsequent to that decision, you had a whole litany of woe from, you know, a number of sectors in the economy, from the housing sector, the manufacturing sector, the retail sector, the tourism sector. I could go on, the banking sector, and so on. All asking the same question. You know, what are you guys thinking? Why haven't you passed these a cut in rates on to the economy to help things along? I think you can break that decision down to a number of reasons. I think, firstly, over the December, sort of January period, the world did seem to get a little bit better. So, you know, sentiment was picking up. We had some good macro data out of the USA. Europe seemed to be organising itself a little bit better. So, as we've seen, for example, today, we've got a resolution on Greece. You know, the ECB was providing funding to the European banking system, so, you know, credit was starting to flow through Europe again. We had Chinese data which came out, which was looking, you know, on the more positive side. So the idea of a soft landing in China was sort of gaining momentum. And most importantly, as far as the RBA is concerned, we had Aussie domestic unemployment stabilise at about 5.3%, and it's been that level for about the last 2 or 3 months. So if you're the RBA, you look at this sort of series of, you know, semi-positive data and you say, why don't we keep our powder dry? There's no need to go too early. If the world does turn into a, you know, an ultra-negative scenario, well, we've got a lot of latitude here to cut rates further. But let's just keep our powder dry for now.
And Mark, a rate rise by the banks anyway.
Well, that's right. As we saw on Friday with Westpac and ANZ, and as we saw today with the Commonwealth Bank, the banks have said to the RBA, well, you know what, we're one of those sectors of the economy screaming for some rate relief. You haven't given it to us, so guess what, we're going to go out on our own and cop the hits from the politicians and cop the hits from the mum and dads and SMEs on the street. But we need to raise rates because the cost of funding to us is going up, and we can't viably continue to lend credit into the economy at the rate at which it's costing us without recouping those costs. So the banks have gone ahead and done that anyway. If you're an SME person or you're a mum and dad and you've got a mortgage, you're probably thinking to yourself, what is going on? The RBA hasn't helped us. And on top of that, we've got the banks whacking us over the head with an additional rate rise. So I don't know how that translates through to consumer confidence and so on. But if you're a bank, you'll be saying, well, you know, we're a business. We're running a business. We know we need to make some margin on the business that we do. And by the way, you know, we do employ a lot of people in the economy. And if we can't make a profit, well, we're going to start cutting people, which is what we're seeing. ANZ today, for example, cutting or announcing the loss of 900 jobs, some of which I think might be in New Zealand. So it's, you know, it's an issue that can play through to the
right.
Local scene as well.
And the reporting season, 25% of companies by market capitalisation have reported. What trends have we seen?
Yeah, so we're underway in Aussie with reporting season. I think we've kicked off today in New Zealand as well. At the moment, I think, you know, expectations around this reporting season have been pretty subdued anyway. And I guess we're not beating expectations, so we're not being surprised on the upside. We're seeing sort of top lines just mediocre, pretty much, margins coming under a little bit of pressure. And probably the biggest disappointment so far is that the capital management initiative, so the dividends and share buybacks that we're hoping to see from companies to date haven't met expectations. So very early days, but I guess the season started more with a whimper than a bang at the moment.
Good stuff. Thank you, Mark. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Larry.
That is Mark Whittaker from Milford Asset Management. Go to www.milfordkiwisaver.co.nz. It's 22:27.